Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me here. You can catch me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and also Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Talking Puck TV, along with Mike Haynes. We are on Twitch and on YouTube. Love to have you join us for the show. All right, let's get into it. Well, you may know that I grew up in the Buffalo area, so even though now I'm a mercenary and whoever pays me is who I root for as a broadcaster in the game, and having made it all the way up to the NHL level, I have been a lot of different teams or affiliated with a lot of different teams. I think it's 8 or 9 by now. But I still have a soft spot in my heart for the Sabres. My whole family still lives in the Buffalo area. A lot of them are still Sabres fans, friends, still Sabres fans. And so I keep close tabs on the organization. But look, let's just cut right to the chase. Buffalo needs a starting goaltender. The unfortunate part is they refuse to get a starting goaltender. Let's talk about it. So the Sabres, who had Craig Anderson as the starter at the beginning of the season, he's missed several weeks now with an upper body injury. I think it's 12 games that Anderson has been out. They've turned to Dustin Tokarski and Aaron Dell as the current tandem. Well, Tokarski is now in COVID protocol, so that leaves you with 0-4 Aaron Dell, and now they've called up Ukko Pekkalukkonen, or UPL for the purpose of this podcast and the safety of my pronunciation, and he's on his way up, but not quite going to cover the gap for the Sabres, who now went out and made a deal on Thursday to get Malcolm Subban from the Chicago Blackhawks for future considerations. So good old Freddie Charles heading back to Chicago, who are probably just thrilled to get rid of Subban at this point. They had too many goaltenders in the system, did Chicago, which, by the way, is now where Buffalo is going to be, and we'll talk about that. But Subban's 27, didn't make the NHL this year. He's in the final year of his two-year $1.7 million deal that he signed October of 2020. It pains me to see that Buffalo continues to shoot low and low and low when it comes to goaltending. You know, Craig Anderson is not the guy I would have signed to bring into Buffalo in the first place. He's on the wrong side of 40 actually now. And while there's something to be said for having a veteran goaltender, I would not have chosen Anderson to come in. And I have watched Dustin Tokarski, who actually has done a better job than I thought he would for the Sabres, but he's struggled to establish himself as a National Hockey League goaltender. He has an unconventional style, and I think I can appreciate that, and maybe that's part of the reason for some of the success he does have. Aaron Dell is struggling. He looks bad. His numbers are bad. Dell was a guy who the Sharks gave up on when they needed goaltending. And San Jose still has, for several seasons, tried to figure out that goaltending. Maybe they got it this year now. Maybe things are kind of fixed in the Sharks' crease. But Buffalo continues to look. You need a solid starting goaltender, especially on a team that is flipping the keys to the kids, is really going younger. They just made the Jack Eichel trade, and they traded for a top six center and also a prospect. The Sabres need someone who's going to be able to go out and steal a couple of games for them a few times a month. They didn't do that. They got Subban because he was cheap, because Chicago was willing to let him go with Fleury in the organization, and Subban whiffed on his chance. He had an open competition for the starter's job last year, didn't get it. This year, could not secure his role as the backup, buried in the American Hockey League. So I'm sure that, you know, they're happy with letting him go. But even in the AHL, Subban, not great numbers. 2-2-1 with an .893 and a .338. That is not going to inspire confidence in me, and he will get in games with the Sabres, because now it's going to be Dell. And once Subban gets there, it'll be Subban. Now, for the time being, UPL is up. And number one, I don't see any problem with rewarding UPL and letting him make a few starts. He's toiling in the system. I understand he has not been consistent yet. I understand he's in the American League for seasoning and for experience and to be the starter for the Rochester Americans. Great. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's learning. He's growing as a goaltender. It is not a bad thing to give that guy a couple of starts, to let him get a taste of what is out there for him, to let him see the light just a little bit, just that little bit, get that glimpse. Even if he goes 0-3 in three starts until they're able to get Tokarski back, that's not the worst thing in the world. You're not ruining him over the course of three games. You know the team is not great right now. Maybe they play a little bit harder in front of the kid. Maybe they go out there and give him an effort. I get it. He's not where they want him to be. They need him to develop in the minors more, and I have no problem with that. In no way am I saying UPL should be up for the rest of the season. But Buffalo, once again, is swinging at a pitch in the dirt here as they're slapping Band-Aids on things. And unfortunately, it's showing up in their attendance, just over 8,300, dead last in the NHL, and by a lot. And Sabres fans, Buffalo is a passionate hockey market. Their playoff ratings are always great. Doesn't even matter if the Sabres are in the playoffs, which they haven't been in a while. Buffalo watches playoff hockey. They like the sport. Yes, the Buffalo Bills are king, and the Bills are winning right now for the most part. That's great. But right now, the Sabres are losing market share. They are losing fan trust. The fan base is eroding. And I'm watching this, and a lot of people are watching this. The fans are voting with their wallet right now. They're voting with their feet. Yes, they still show up to games, but not nearly as much. Tickets aren't cheap. You have a decision to make. Maybe your decision is between one Bills game a year or a Sabres game. If that's your decision, and let's say you have a couple of kids and they love both teams equally, I don't know, it kind of comes down to the parents saying, oh, I got Bills tickets. The kids are going to be thrilled. Or I got Sabres tickets. The kids will still be thrilled. You know, they just like going to games. I get that. But if you have to make a choice, who do you want to go see? Until Buffalo shows me that they are willing to actually put some of the right pieces in place. I understand the Eichel trade had to happen. I think Buffalo got more for that trade than I thought they would. They did better than I thought they would. And that's great. But the most glaring place you could possibly need somebody is in net. And Buffalo didn't even really try this offseason when they knew they were going to turn that position over. And this is where you're at. So it's hard for me to have sympathy for the Sabres. I have empathy for my friends and family who are big Sabres fans, but that's about where it stops. So Sabres, you're doing it to yourself. Fix it. Just like all the other teams, you look around the league, hey, you have the ability to change up management, change up coaching, and yes, you can change up the players. I don't know. Unfortunately, I just don't think it's going to get any better right now. So keep your fingers crossed, Sabres fans. I guess you never know, and that's why we got to play the games. All right, that's it for my Talking Puck podcast. We'll call this one a Tiny Biscuits. It was kind of short. I usually try to keep the Tiny Biscuits down to 5 to 7 minutes-ish, a little longer than that. But hey, always good to drop one of those on you. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you on Sunday night, Talking Puck TV, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch and on YouTube. I'm Tom Callahan. If you like the podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, whatever you have to do on your particular platform. We are appearing in more places all the time, and we appreciate the support.